I'll call Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs to order on Thursday, January 19th, 2017. If we could read the roll, please.
Good morning, Chairman Buttry.
Excused.
Senator Brown?
Here.
Senator Connell?
Here.
Senator Facey?
Here.
Senator Fitzpatrick?
Excused.
Senator Small? Excused. Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Solomon?
Here.
Senator Vance?
Here.
Senator Vukovich?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of committee. And just as a reminder, remember to sign the sheets outside the door if you're testifying today. We will only hear one bill, and we'll go into executive for some action right after the bill. Our bill today will be House Bill 132, so I'll open the hearing on 132, and welcome to Representative McConnell.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Nate McConnell. I represent House District 89 in Missoula. I come before you today with House Bill 132. This is an Unemployment Insurance Division housekeeping bill, and it does two things. The first thing it does is it removes the ability of a claimant or a party to request a rehearing in front of the Unemployment Insurance Appeal Board. Rehearing the same case a second time with no new information is ineffectual government. The second thing it does is when a claimant or a party appeals to a district court, it just says you have to serve the other party with the papers. And yet the other party and any interested party. So the Unemployment Insurance Division, if you're an employee, you got to serve the employer just like you would in any district court case. And that's what it does. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there proponents to House Bill 132?
Madam Chair, Judy Bovington, Department of Labor and Industry. Just thank you, Representative McConnell. I will clarify that the requirement to serve the other party is already there. The bill just makes it so that you have to do it within 30 days to keep the cases moving along. I will tell you, Madam Chair, that this bill really does only make two changes as requested by the department. On page one, line 15, where it strikes out the words requests a rehearing, that's where Representative McConnell referred to the fact that you can't have a second bite at the apple when there's no new information, nothing more to add. And then on page two, line four, it says that within 30 days of filing the petition, that's where it clarifies that you must serve it on the other parties within 30 days of filing. Every other change in here is cleanup by legislative services. Madam Chair, I have a handout.
Feel free.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm here for questions if you have any.
Thank you. As those are passed out, are there other proponents to House Bill 132? Proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents to House Bill 132? Bit different from yesterday's hearing, I might add. Are there informational witnesses to House Bill 132? Informational witnesses? Seeing none, are there questions from committee members? Senator Connell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For Ms. Bovington, please.
Ms. Bovington.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Ms. Bovington, I have absolutely no problem with the bill, but I'm just kind of curious, are people currently coming back and back with the same complaint in front of the review board?
Madam Chair, Senator Connell, my mistake, I should have mentioned that. In the last 6 years, we've had one request for a rehearing. I wouldn't be surprised if we found none if we looked further back. It's just a mechanism that's not used.
Okay, thank you.
Another question?
No, but a comment, Madam Chair. I want to express my appreciation for the summary sheets that Ms. Bovington always produces for the DLI because they're succinct, they're clear, they give the discussion that's very helpful for us in committee to come to a policy conclusion.
Thank you, Senator Connell. Senator Facey.
For Ms. Bovington again.
Ms. Bovington.
Ms. Bovington, Representative McConnell said if there's new information, what happens if there is new information after the hearing? Would that new information be presented in the district court, or does new information ever arise?
Madam Chair, Senator Facey, normally on a petition for judicial review, a district court cannot consider new information. If they find error, then they reverse and send it back so new information can be considered. The same is generally true of the board. So if there's significant new information that needs to be considered, both mechanisms are designed to send it back so that that can be considered.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Senator Solomon.
Madam Chair, Senator Facey asked my question.
Thank you. Ms. Bovington, I do have a question on that same topic. If they come up with new information, say they present to the board, and then within, does it have to be within 30 days they come up with new information and resubmit to the board?
Madam Chair, I'm not entirely tracking on your question. When the board issues a decision,
right,
it becomes final, the final administrative action, unless a petition for judicial review is filed in district court. Once the petition for judicial review is filed, you know, then it's up to the court's timetable, and, you know, depending on the scheduling order that's set in district court, the person can make their argument that there's new information any time during that petition for judicial review, as long as they follow the proper rules of procedure in front of the district court.
All right. So if I'm hearing what you're saying, Ms. Bovington, once the board renders a decision, it's out of their hands and goes on.
Madam Chair, that's correct. This, I will say, relatively old statute that we are amending would have allow right now a person to ask to go back to the board.
I see.
And just basically have a do-over. But when that person was in front of the board the first time, they had the opportunity to argue that there was new information that should have been considered. That's the point of the appeal from the contested case hearing that was held. I should explain also. So somebody files a claim and a decision is issued. Both the employee, former employee, and the employer have the ability to request a redetermination of that decision. If one side doesn't like the redetermination, then it goes to an administrative law judge who holds a contested case hearing. If they don't like that decision, then they go to the board. And then the board issues its decision. If they don't like that one, then they go to district court. So what this bill says is you can't go to the board twice. So that person that had new information had all those steps in there to get the information in that they think is relevant.
Thank you, Ms. Bovington. You explained it well. Are there other questions from committee members? Seeing none, Representative McConnell, would you care to close?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And a big thanks to Ms. Bovington. She walked me through it, and I had similar questions to you guys, and I agree, she did a terrific job. I ask for a due pass, and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, and that closes the hearing on House Bill 132. Senator Facey. Wait a minute. I have to open for executive. Now we're going to open for executive. Go ahead, Senator Facey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move that we reconsider action on the due pass motion of Senate Bill 72. That's the Senator Connell's presumptive disease bill from yesterday for the firefighters.
Well, that is not debatable. So all in favor of reconsidering action on Senate Bill 72 from yesterday, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Senators Buttrey and Fitzpatrick also vote aye by proxy, as does Senator Small.
Madam Chair, it was brought to my attention that my conceptual motion, even though a very good motion, was probably did not give the public and the stakeholders a chance to look at it. So I would like to move that we withdraw that conceptual motion from the bill. For as a review for the committee, that was a motion that required that the volunteer firefighting unit have work comp for 2 years previous to a claim being filed. Madam Chair, it's, as Jameson explained to me and previously, that you can't file a claim with work comp if you don't have work comp in the first place. So that amendment was sort of duplicative.
Yes.
There you go. Duplicative. So that's the reason I'm offering the amendment, the motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And the motion is non-debatable, but Jameson has written it out. Yesterday it was conceptual, so we'll have some time to look that over. And
would you like me to explain which?
Yes, if you would please. Wait until we get it, though, because many of us do not have it. It's a conceptual amendment in my head, but I want to see it written. Thank you.
Your head is not my head, though. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this, as you'll see, is SB 007207. That's what we call a combo amendment. When several amendments are put on a bill, we then combine them and then send those to the amendments coordinator in the Senate. So this amendment consists of Senator Connell's amendment, which was 05, which had the transfer of funds from the two accounts for 2 years, and then in the third year, it would transfer from the fire tax. And then Senator Facey's amendment, which is now written down, the conceptual amendment, and that would be Amendment 3, adding a new subsection 5.
Senator Facey, this is non-debatable. We do have a motion on board.
I'm asking for a clarification, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Madam Chair, members of the committee, so what could the Secretary repeat the motion that's in front of us? Is it to withdraw the conceptual?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, I heard it as reconsider action on Senator Facey's conceptual amendment on Senate Bill 72 from yesterday, which is now written out in front of us.
And, Madam Chair, if I can clarify further, that one conceptual amendment is number 3 on the sheet that Jameson just handed out.
Yes.
Question.
The question has been called on the reconsideration of our action on the conceptual amendment by Senator Facey on Senate Bill 72. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Aye by proxy for Senators Buttrey, Fitzpatrick, and Small.
Madam Chair, I move that we do pass on Senate Bill 72 as amended.
Is there discussion?
Call the question. Question.
The question has been called on do pass on Senate Bill 72 as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Note, Senator Vance says no. By proxy, Senators Small and Buttrey say aye, and Senator Fitzpatrick says no. Do you have that, Linda?
Buttrey and Small,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. So Fitzpatrick and Vance are no. So Senate Bill 72 has passed as amended, and we'll close executive action. And with that, just a reminder, tomorrow we will hear a couple bills, and on Monday we will have no morning meeting. So enjoy your weekend. And with that, we'll close Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs for today. Thank you.
I was thinking.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was thinking
economic affairs for today.